Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio this morning, and welcome to Fabulous Day in the South Florida area. My name is Stephanie Ebanks, and you're listening to the IMA International Mastermind Radio, Blog Talk Radio, that is brought to you each and every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. This morning, you have myself and my fellow West Palm Beach Life Planners on the call. We'll be hosting the call. We have Doretha Dennis, Laura Greer, Sharon Jackson, Betty Knighton, and Anne McNeil. We just want to tell you a little bit about us. This is the International Mastermind Association, and we are the Palm Beach Life Planners. We get together each and every Saturday morning to read over Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. We are having a discussion regarding that book. And our guest today will be Tanya Jackson, one of the original founders of the International Mastermind Association. But before we begin, we want to take a moment and introduce you to the founder of the International Mastermind Association, Miss Anne McNeil, the Master Builder Building Mastermind. Anne, you're on the call.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show again. And thank you, my buddy, Palm Beach Life Planner Mastermind buddy, Stephanie Ebanks. Again, this is Anne McNeil, the Master Builder, building stronger and better lives. And I cannot tell you what a joy it is today for us to have Tanya Faithaholic Jackson on the show with us today. Last week, we had many of the other founders, LaWanda and Mia and Freda, and many other founders shared with us last week their mastermind experience based upon the book Think and Grow Rich. We are the International Mastermind Association, and basically what we do is we mastermind in 10 different areas of our life for a better quality of life. And later on during the show, you will hear about those areas and also how we mastermind. So at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Tanya, and I'm looking so forward to sharing. Thank you so very much.
Good morning,
thanks,
everyone.
Anne.
Hello.
Thank you, Anne McNeil. And now we have Ms. Tanya Jackson, one of the original founders of the International Mastermind Association, on the call. Tanya, go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. It's just a pleasure to be here this morning, and I do apologize, Anne, that I was not able to make it last week. But we're going to be discussing something vitally important to masterminding this morning, and that is imagination. Chapter 5, and Specialized Knowledge, the Four Steps Toward Riches. And I was told to just give my view of how this has helped me accomplish some of the things that I've been allowed to accomplish. And the very first thing I'd like to touch on before we get to imagination is what I believe spawns the imagination, and that is some sort of knowledge base, or some sort of information that you need in order to go forward with whatever it is the Lord has put on your heart to do as a calling, or as whatever it is you believe in your task, in your job, and whatever part of life it is. Because we apply this toward getting riches does not mean that we can't apply it to other areas of our lives. And one of the very first things I'd like to do is let us understand that knowledge can be general, as Chapter 5 says, and knowledge can also be specific, general knowledge. When you're looking at Jeopardy and people are answering questions about all types of subject matters and so forth, they get money, you know, and so forth. But if you don't have the specialized knowledge for the particular thing you need, some type of way you have to acquire it. It has to be either through traditional education or some sort of specialized schooling. These days, the Lord has given us a wonderful tool called technology where we can acquire just about any type of knowledge that we can. Once the knowledge is sought after, that is when I believe in my personal experiences, after I've sought after the knowledge and acknowledged that I don't have the knowledge, which is very important, and humbled myself to find the knowledge, that is when imagination begins to kick in. And that imagination is something that God gives you that you cannot buy. It is something that it stirs us up. And I've heard Robert Schuller say, if you want to experience a spiritual high, just sit down and start imagining how it is you want whatever it is to come to pass, and it will come to pass. There are a few simple things that I wanted that I just would sit back, and even in the face of them being, even people telling me it never will happen, or the person I wanted to do it saying I will not do it, or being adamant about not doing it, eventually came to pass with proper, positive ability to imagine it happening. And it's a very important part of our mind faculty that we are able to induce our imagination and make it happen. One of the
Tanya, Tanya, can I ask a question? Can you give
sure.
us an example of the way you have used imagination in your life to create this principle?
Certainly will. When I first was I would call myself a baby masterminder. I was young. We were meeting, and this is just a wonderful testament to Anne. Anne did not know us, many of us. She did not know me. When I lived in an apartment, and I lived then, I think I went to my first mastermind meeting at Anne's beautiful, beautiful home in Miami Lakes. Simply driving through the area where she lived and where we would meet took me to another place. I would see these homes in magazines, and I just said to myself, I have to be in a house similar to this, or imagine the house that I believed I could afford at the time. So I went from an apartment to a house in Opa-locka to eventually a house that was my dream house at the time. And simply just imagining it from sitting in Ann's house, how we got there is a long story, but it did happen just by visualization, just by sitting there, just by breathing the air. You know, it's one thing to drive by the house, but to sit in it. And it was a pleasure meeting in those places, hearing her stories and so forth. The other thing was I imagined myself home. I imagined myself as an at-home mom. I saw the value of it. I saw the difference I believed that it would make in the lives of my children. I saw the work mom deteriorating and family deteriorating with the mom working. And eventually that did happen. My husband was very adamant about, you must be crazy. That's never going to happen. We need two incomes, so on and so forth. But it is here. It is upon me. We had manifested it, and it has happened. I also want to say, this is like point number five way down the road, but it may bless someone. You do have the power to help others, especially those that are either under you, your children, or subject to your influence, like your loved ones, imagine themselves out of situations that they are in. Like, for instance, the book gives a wonderful example of Napoleon Hill and his son having a hearing impairment, which he would not receive or accept. And he imagined it, and he put the seeds of the possibility to hear in his own son. And his son eventually would hear well with the assistance of hearing aid. And so when I've had tragedy occur or dis-ease occur in family members or even in church members that I would have loved to see healed, as long as I could get them to believe with me that they would be healed, they became healed, several of them. As long as I could get them to get another state of mind, it might not necessarily be healing, but with my mother in particular, keeping her house clean, it was something that you can't control the person particularly, but if you can get them to, if I could clean, if I could mop, and make it smell good, those smells and that clean feeling eventually would overtake her, and she would eventually do better, not, you know, like I would like, but do better at cleaning her own house. Those are a few examples.
Okay. What about your family and friends? How have they participated, or have they participated in the Markman process with you?
Yes, they have. One of the things that we realize, I think, too, over the course of whatever you're involved in, the mastermind group can and will change depending on the assignment. And so for spiritual things, we actually, for the longest time, my husband and I did not particularly see eye to eye with masterminding until we could take a different pass at it and find all the scriptures that Napoleon Hill just does not cite and implement them in the church. And so when we want to serve, and we want to serve a particular number of people, like for instance, one of the things I do is something called I Belong to God Purity Series, which I got from original masterminder Gail Say. She did this function 2 or 3 years ago with another friend of hers, and I took a group of girls that I have influence over to this particular thing. And what it does is teaches children and their parents about the taboo subject of sex and the possibility of marrying them off as virgins. Well, I was so impressed with the function, I was lining the girls up to go the second year. They decided they weren't going to do it anymore. I was like, you have to be kidding. She gave me a few pieces of paperwork. I embellished it some. And we now have, through a new masterminding group with her as an advisory person, always a series of them that not only do we do it once a year, but we're blessed enough to find other people who I found that had more knowledge about the subject than me, more organized plans about how to do one, and now they fund 4 per year. So that's an example of how it really wasn't my original idea, but it made such an impression upon me. Got my daughter out of the house a virgin, and I have a mantle that I'm carrying from that original group to a new group that started it, to yet another group, which now this person is going to underwrite for. And that's one example of the from the original masterminder to me to now the others.
Great. Thank you so much, Tanya, for all that information. Is wonderful. And we just want to remind you, as we're speaking to Tanya Jackson this morning, and we are the Palm Beach Life Planners, and we're reading from Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's book. And one of the chapters we're discussing this morning is imagination. And before we take any questions this morning, we're going to ask Ms. Laura Greer to give us a commercial to let us know about the International Mastermind Association and how you can become a member and how you can more information. Laura, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Laura Greer, one of the members of Palm Beach Life Planners Masterminders. The International Mastermind Association, IMA, is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans which failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, quote, Education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com. Or you can Facebook us at International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. You are listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling in to the show 661-554-9219. That's 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log in through your Facebook account.
Thank you, Laura, for all that information. Once again, if you'd like to ask questions of our host, myself, Stephanie Ebanks, and any of the Palm Beach Life Planners as we host this week's Blog Talk Radio on Think and Grow Rich, just press 1 on your phone. Now we have with us the illustrious Dr. Betty Knighton, who is chomping at the bit to ask a question. Dr. Betty, go right ahead.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
It's such a pleasure this morning to be able to speak with Tanya Faithaholic. It is so great to have you on. I have not met you personally, but I know you have the twirling group.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
That was one of my passions, so I'm very impressed with what you have done with the young ladies. And my question is, how has being a masterminder shaped the method in which you have trained your twirlers? And I know it's more than just learning how to twirl a baton. I know that you have been able to pour into their lives other positive concepts. So how has that made an impact on you and your twirling girls?
Well, I believe, Sister Betty, that we have, like the book says, the obligation to give this back. And so one of the fabulous things about the twirling team is that it is a team. And so with it, we are able to go from no skill to fabulous skills. And you know what I mean by the difficulty of twirling a baton. It introduces the concept of not knowing, going from zero to something, which is what I love. And it gives them hope that they can apply to other things. They see people who do it at a level much better than them, and then they get the idea to dream, to hope, and set goals. And so they look upon them, they see the wonderful ones or the older girls and so forth, and it gives them an opportunity for the older girls to apprentice under me and then become mentors to the younger ones. So it makes it never ending. And then the concept of setting goals to become better is automatic. So it is a direct correlation to the goal-setting principles within the book.
Thank you so much for that. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Miss Tanya Faithaholic Jackson. And how did you come by that nickname? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I always make up names. And so I heard it was a twist on something else somebody did as a holic, which was positive. So, with the Bible verse says the just shall live by faith. So that's what I'm trying to do these days.
Wonderful, wonderful. Any other words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us this morning on Blog Talk Radio as we discuss Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 5 on Imagination?
Well, I think that surrounding yourself with people who have the knowledge is, like the book says, Mr. Ford, when he was on trial, you remember the story where he was accused of being ignorant. And he sued for libel because he was called ignorant. And then the on the stand, he was given a set of questions, I guess, by those accusers to prove that he was ignorant. And he was given so many different questions that he could not answer. And in his frustration at the very end, he stated that he was not ignorant at all, because all he had to do was push a button and summon the knowledge that he needed for whatever task he had before him. And that's one of our challenges today. After pride is away, and after we realize, or we are hitting a stumbling block that we can't overcome, or we're doing something and it's yielding the same results or undesirable results, we have to go higher, and we have to be able to elicit some sort of help from others and create that new mastermind, if you will, for that particular project to pull us out of stagnation or guide us in a new direction to make those dreams come true or those goals achievable. And then sometimes you just don't have the money. That's one of the other things that I think that could be a chapter in the book. Well, it touches on it in various times, but I've been in the situation where I just simply did not know, did not have the expertise, and God allowed some sort of mentor to come along and teach and show and grow me. And for that reason, you want to pay them back in some kind of way. You can barter what you do have, because nobody's in your life for no reason. You have something that they need, and they have something that you need. And I learned in the book before, one is too small a number to achieve greatness. None of us can do it by themselves. So if you can't offer money to them, you have to offer something, because also, as the book says, nobody's ever going to just continually work for nothing. So sometimes even service that you can offer is more valuable than the money or the knowledge that you might have or the power that you might have to yield something that they just simply cannot do, either because of a lack of know-how, lack of a pleasing personality, lack of tact. They just aren't able to, and you're able to. So you may be able to offer something, and always have something to offer, because the Bible also says it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And the more you give, you can give your way. I found the last couple of weeks God opening many, many doors as I was able to give stuff away. My daughter's in college. She needs tuition paid. I was giving away uniforms, giving away this, giving away rides, giving something, and then God immediately blessed. So giving is a way out and a way to receiving something else that you need from God, or information that you need from his human aspects that he raises up to bless your life.
Great. Thank you, Tanya, for those pearls of wisdom. Remember, as always, it is always more blessed to give than to receive. And now we have a question from our leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Mastermind. Ann, you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share with us?
Yes. I want to go back to the book, Chapter 5, on imagination, where Napoleon Hill talks about the fact that there are two forms of imagination. One is synthetic imagination, and one is creative imagination. And he talks about the fact that the synthetic imagination can be arranged, if you will, if you take possibly some old concepts or plans, and Tanya talked about this earlier when she did her introduction, and you merge them with, you know, some new combinations. Mm-hmm. And then he talked about creative imagination, and the fact that he says from the book, actually, and Tanya, I'm coming to the question that Betty asked, and I want to ask you, let me just read this. He said that through the faculty of creative imagination, the finite human mind has direct communication with infinite intelligence. It is the faculty through which hunches and inspirations are received. It is by this faculty that all basic or new ideas are handed over to us. It is through this faculty that thoughts and vibrations or influences from the minds of others are received. I'm on page 92 in the version that we use. And, Tanya, what my question is to you, can you share with us how, and I want to go back to while we were masterminding, because I tell your story all the time, how did you come up with the idea of Camp Panya through your masterminding?
Well, one of the things, and I think you touched on this and earlier, is that, and I heard Miles Monroe say this, we will become rich or do well or achieve great things once we hear from God, who I call infinite intelligence, of how to solve a problem. How to solve a problem. Remember, Bill Gates solved our technology problem, and solving problems is, I think, one of the ways God directs or calls us. And when we get that direction or calling from him, we know then that we can't even rely on human beings more than we rely on him to get us through the project and finish it or continue it. The reason Camp Kanya exists now is because there is a problem. That problem, I found, is a moral breakdown in what we allow our children to do. And in the areas of performance, you'll see it. If you watch the VMAs, if you watch BET videos, if you watch many YouTube self-made videos of our young girls performing provocatively. And it's even now to the point where people bring the strip club into their sex lives at home or try to manufacture some sort of love through what they believe men are going to see on the pole. And I'm not totally done because it's not totally eradicated, but it's a problem, okay? And so with this problem, it's something that, and the problem with it is the world likes to see it. You know, men like to see it. They don't like to see their daughters doing it, but they like to see others. So the gap I found is that parents either, one, are afraid to stand up to their kids or the world about it. Two, kids sneak and do it or whatever. And three, once we don't stand up against absurdity, it becomes normal. So I decided to stand up against it. And in the way I stood up against it is ask God, because I didn't even have the power or ability or capacity to touch as many people as I have touched. So I needed a team. The masterminding group, I forgot what light bulb went off that particular meeting, but it went off in the mastermind group. I got to this is a masterminding group of its own, to come together. Referred people to me, teachers that would teach what I call performance standards. And by them having performance standards, there's something, what I call pushback, where you can send your child to me, they can learn how to perform better or have an alternative to what is out there. And not feel slighted at all because they have something attachable. They go to camp and they have something to use, and they go back and they use it, and it's technical and it looks just as good, and it's a challenge to them and it's an alternative.
Okay, now Tanya, my apology for the way I asked the question, but let me just share with you my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to use this as an example for our listening audience. Right now we're getting almost about 1,000 downloads to our blog talk shows a week for people that come back later and listen to the show, and then they share the show. And what we want to do is we want to show people how can you use the book Thinking for Rich, especially Chapter 5. And your example I use when I speak nationally to people and talking about how you took the idea. And basically what happened is that as we were very early masterminders, young and really not knowing what we were doing, but we knew from reading the book that the book said that we should share our dreams, our vision, and our goals with each other and work in an accountability kind of format to make those things become a reality. And I remember one day, particular Saturday, that we were going around and we were asking each person what is it that they wanted to do. And I remember you saying that you were a majorette in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that you wanted to start a camp to teach young girls how to twirl, because when you were in school, and I know I was a majorette, Betty was a majorette, and oftentimes every summer the camps were held in North Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And why should the girls have to go to North Florida for camp? Why couldn't they go someplace here locally? And then all the other thing that you mentioned was that you wanted to become a a competition judge.
Right.
Because at that time, during that time, there were no black competition judges. And so I wanted to mention that, because you took your desire and your passion and you mixed it with your imagination. And here we are, 15, going on 20 years later, and those dreams have become a reality. And the other founders that we've had on, I mean, you know Izzy, her story.
Right.
She loved to travel. And every Saturday we would come back together, she'd talk about she wanted to go here and she wanted to cruise there. She loved cruising because, you know, you just pay that one price, you get on, you don't have to worry about where you're going to go, sleeping, eating, it's all prepared. And now she has the first black cruise business in South Florida, period. And now, I don't know if you talked to her recently, but she's cruising the world now every single month, almost every week. And so, I mean, it could go on to Gail, to LaWanda, to Mia, to Nefreda, and we could just go on and on. So I know that we do have a host of the show. So, Stephanie, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I just had to, you know, ask Tanya to share about that, because I think it's so vital that people understand. How do you go from an idea to the reality? Thank you.
And one, let me just add one more thing, Stephanie, if you could, and thank you. You remember this story better than me almost, but one of the things that, if you remember, Anne, was a challenge was I like Ford because not because of his ignorance, but just because he did not know and he was not afraid and he persisted. Now, we're not talking about the chapter on persistence today, but one of the things that we have to remember is that with imagination, you have an enemy to your imagination. The book never really highlights that, but it will attack you. He will. And I was attacked for not having proper credentials to do what I'm doing now. I was attacked for possibly not going to be professional enough because I was not at the level of expertise to, you know, acquire judgeship or adjudicationship or so forth. And I would like to report that I'm now on the state adjudication committee, where not only do I judge, but I enact laws and I change principle and policy. And it is now, and I'm going to be recommended to do it. This is statewide, and I'm going to be recommended to do it nationally at the Amateur Athletic Union. And it's all because of what we started. And my main things is it has nothing to do with being rich or $1 million, but it creates the richness of being able to set policy in an area where it seems so innocuous, but it does matter in terms of the moral breakdown and fiber of our young people. So all of that, in terms of imagination, if I go somewhere, I use my imagination faculty. If I feel like I'm not in the right position or spot and I see things going wrong, I think about this same idea that I have, and I imagine myself, because it's a perfect, I wanted to make this point, I think I text this in, that practice makes reliance easy. If you practice using your imagination faculty, you might not be in a, you know, the Bible also says that we kind of walk by faith and not by sight. Your natural eyes will trick you so many times, but you have to sit there and simply see yourself in the position, in the arena, in the shape you want to be in, with the
natural afro you always wanted. With whatever that vision that you believe you want, you have to see it. You have to see it, and it'll get you. And if you take, you don't have to see the whole Martin Luther King says, you don't have to see the entire staircase, but just one step at a time, imagine yourself getting up. And we read another book, I don't think it was in this one, about examining the deeds of the fading day. You will see yourself getting there, but you have to use your imagination because your natural eyes only see what you're experiencing at the moment.
Great. Thank you, Tanya, so much for sharing all that information with us. And before we turn our program over to a couple of callers that we have who have questions, we're going to ask Ms. Laura Greer to just tell us a little bit about the International Mastermind Association and who we are. Laura? Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
You're listening to IMA, and we're exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling in to the show, 661-554-9219. That's 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, please visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. The name of the book again is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. To make sure you get the right version, the ISBN number is 1.59330.200.2. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. And before we continue with our program and questions from our listening audience, I just want to make a point about one of the things that Tanya said about being attacking from the outside on our imagination. It's not just only the outside attack, it's also the inside attack. It's called fear. And fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. And that can be a big detriment to our imagination. We can let our fear overrule our imagination. Now we have a question from the inimitable Mr. Rufus Curry, Jr. Mr. Rufus, you're on the line.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, men and boys and girls. How are you all doing?
Great. We're wonderful and blessed.
I know that you all are doing exceedingly well. I was telling you, I am killing two birds with one stone. 2012 is an awesome time to be alive, where old school can merge ideas with technology, and I can exercise 7 miles from my house on a bike and talk to you on Blog Talk Radio. That's an awesome day. Hey, well, you know, I was listening to the call, and we talk about that idea and answering the question. I totally agree because, look, God understands that you're going to take care of yourself. He understands that you're going to eat, you're going to get some sleep, you're going to recreate. But usually what he gives you to do is outside of your comfort zone. It's bigger than you, and it will require you to step up your game to get it done. Also, it will also require you, even though you're the spearheader, you will have to get past your ego, your pride, and reach out and say, Ann McNeil, I don't know. Angela Williams, I don't know. Beatrice Lewis saying, I don't know. Help me out, please. And when you do that, when you open up, because what has been given to you is not for you. You know, I teach at Piper High School in Brown County, and I ask the kids the first week of school, if you could do anything right now and be successful, what would you do? So, got a lot of football players, basketball players, and whole nine yards. But, you know, the thing, didn't naysay them. Just give them a little truth serum about the reality and the possibility for that. But I tell the kids, look, generally speaking, what you're going to do, it comes through you. It doesn't come to you. baton twirling seems like, you know, but that's something that's coming through you, because what you talk about, men liking to see women on the pole, but they don't want to see their daughters on the pole, the whole nine yards. And I talk all the time about the over-sexualization of young girls. Mm-hmm. I see it in the classroom every day. I can't speak about it because, you know, you don't want someone to say, you know, why are you looking? Why do you notice this? But I see it. I'm a man. I see it. But the power that you have unleashed to influence as a coach and a teacher and an adjudicator is going to be awesome, because you're going to bring something to the table that's going to be corrective. You look at this TV show, Boo Boo, Sneaky, or whatever.
Oh,
this
God,
kid,
Honey Boo Boo, yeah.
Honey Boo Boo, that's,
mm-hmm.
Look here, we're in mixed company. If we were sitting face-to-face, I'd tell you what that really was. That's some Honey Boo 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 Boo. But
yeah.
Anyway, so when you look at that, and you, this girl is 7 years old. So then you have boys who don't know how to approach and receive young girls, and girls who don't know how to be approached and to be received.
Right.
Young lady, you know, so what you're doing is powerful. And we can talk about that idea. God will allow you to answer a problem, not only for yourself, but for the world or a segment of the world. And when you get on that horse and you unleash the powers of help, and I need help in masterminding,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're unstoppable.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rufus. And now we
Thank
have
you.
A question from one of my fellow Palm Beach, or a comment from one of my fellow Palm Beach life planners, Ms. Teresa Dennis. Teresa, you're on the line with us. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for coming on board with us this morning, bringing your experiences and your knowledge from using Think and Grow Rich, using how you use your imagination to pull together, you know, your wonderful group. I'm always fascinated by your story of your twirling and your baton experiences. And again, I just want to thank you so much for coming on board. I don't
Are
really
you welcome.
Have a question. Yes, I don't really have a question for you. I just want to take a moment to talk to our listeners about an event we do have coming up. Recently in August, we celebrated 6 months of accomplishments at coming together at the Embassy Suite. We had a wonderful time, and we're going to continue this effort in January of 2013. We are going to share our accomplishments for the year. It's our annual 2013 annual mastermind meeting. So for those of you out there listening, if you'd like to attend this event, it's going to be January the 11th and 12th. Please mark your calendars. We'd love to have you. Of course, all of our masterminders will be there sharing their experiences, sharing their accomplishments. January the 11th and the 12th, you can register on our membership website. If you take a moment to write down the website address, it's international-masterminders.wildapricot.org. Again, that's international-masterminders.wildapricot. That's WILDAPRICOT.org. And come along with us in January of 2013. If you're not a member of International Mastermind Association, of course, there'll be an opportunity for you to meet with some of our members and ask questions. You'll be able to hear testimonials about how IMA has helped them become successful in their endeavors. So please take a moment, go on the website and register. Or you can be in touch with Ann McNeil. I'm quite sure she can give you all of the information that you need to register. And again, Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for sharing with us today. And thank you, listening audience. Yes.
Good morning again, and thank you, Mr. Reza Dennis, one of our fellow Palm Beach Life Planners, for all the wonderful information regarding our International Masterminders annual upcoming meeting in January the 11th and 12th. So please mark your calendar and please join us for that wonderful, wonderful event where we celebrate all our accomplishments for the year of 2012. Just let you know that we are International Mastermind Association, and you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, where we're discussing Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's book. And we're in the chapter on imagination, and our special guest today is Tanya Jackson. She is one of the original founders of the International Mastermind Association, along with Miss Ann McNeil and Miss Nefreda Thomas, and all those and Miss wonderful members who got this organization started, and we're so grateful to them for that opportunity that they've given us to help us move forward in our lives. And just remember, you know, imagination, it is the biggest thing, because without it, where would we be? And we only use 5% of our brain, but look at the stuff that we have created and harnessed, and think about what it would be like if we were using 100% of our brain in creating and imagining this world. Tanya, was there any other information you'd like to pass on to our listening audience regarding your twirlers or anything or any organization that you're a part of that can help our audience to grow or help them with their children, anything that they can use to help shape and move their life forward? I'm sure they'd be wonderful and interested in hearing.
Certainly. We have several things that we do in the community that will begin starting in October. Our Facebook page is Jules Twirling Academy, and much of the information is posted there. I will also tag the International Masterminders for those things I didn't think to do this before, as they come up. But we host a series of events. We have a series of opportunities. I get on my giving sprees, found an angel and a lady that is just financially able to bless us with so much. So we have things for needy children as well. We have school uniforms that we just distributed, and toys and beautiful things that are no junk that we give out to the community from time to time at spurs of the moment. So we invite you to come out and be blessed with those things and also participate in all of the functions that we have coming up in October. One is a free after-school camp that we will be experimenting with some new technology of learning that we believe will overcome the stigma that our kids cannot learn. And so we'll be excited to do that in October, and we will keep you posted on when that actually comes. It is absolutely free and open to the public, and we'll let you know those locations. And okay. Twirling, yes, twirling is coming up. And we do now have...
Sorry, Tanya, have we lost you? Hello? Hello? Did we lose our guest? We seem to have lost Tanya. But while we wait for Tanya to get back on the line, we will have a question from Ms. Laura Greer or a comment. Laura? We have seemed to have lost Ms. Tanya, but you can go ahead if you have a comment or question you'd like to ask of us.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie. I did. I have a question, and it was directed to Tanya, but maybe someone, one of our members could answer it. And it was coming from, it comes from page 98 of the Imagination, and it was referencing the educator, late clergyman Frank W. Gunsala, where he relates that after pondering this idea for 2 years, He made up his mind that he was going to receive the $1 million that he needed to complete a project that he knew it was his destiny to do. And he made up his mind that he was going to receive this $1 million within 1 week. So my question that I was going to direct to Tanya, if she could relate a situation or experience similar that she may have had, that she wanted a large sum, because many times we think, okay, well, a small thing, I got it within that short time period, but then many times people say, but hey, what, this was a large thing. A large amount of money, $1 million that he needed, and he determined that he was going to have it in 1 week time, and it came about. So I was just curious if she had a similar experience of something huge that she needed, and she set the specified time in which she was going to acquire it, and it came about. So I wanted to know how and when it came about, within the time, and how it came about.
Well, we do have Miss Tanya back on the line with us. Tanya, can you
were you able
to hear the question? Can you answer
that? I disconnected by mistake, and I caught the last end of the question. Would you just repeat it quickly? I'm so sorry.
She just wanted to know what if you can tell us from Mr. Gonzalez in the book. He had a specific amount of money that he needed to get within a short frame of time, and if you have any experience relating to that. Experience similar to his, that you had a specific need that you need to have met in a certain period of time and how it came about for you.
Oh, yeah. There are several of them, and it certainly works. In financial, one of the things I think blessed me from some, Paul Mitchell, I think, says this about, you know, the Paul Mitchell products that we use in salons. There is a state when you don't have this money, and you need this money to operate, and you need it in a particular time. In my personal life, there was a time when I worked in the secular world where I needed twice the money I needed. And it was for regular, I mean, I was operating, I believe, in a, as Paul Mitchell says, in a bankrupt state. And if we don't plan correctly, we will operate in bankrupt state, or if we try to follow our dreams and things aren't manifesting or we're not paying attention to the Holy Spirit like we should, we could get in financial trouble. So at that point, I was in financial trouble. I learned that I was doing the work of others who were taking the credit. This was in work, the work arena. And I saw myself, again, as somebody that should have been consulted and paid what that particular those particular individuals were paid. And that's another thing, how you value. This will give you assurance in knowing you can demand the time, especially if it's overdue. So I was in sitting at the table with people who make more money than you, and this is for those of us that work. You know when you're worth more when you're sitting at the table all the time with people who make more, and you're the one or others are the ones that don't have the money. So I said a particular, this was a year. It took me about a year. It could have probably manifested quickly, but it took about a year. I was making $35,000 at the time. I needed about $60,000. This was years ago. And so as Ann knows, we say this all the time, I prayed like it all depended on God and worked like it all depended on me. And I went after it. And I did not know where it would come, but I was totally, fully persuaded, like Abraham, that this money was mine. And it came in the set time. I did not have the confidence to make it any sooner than a year because I felt like whatever in my mind at the time, it would take a year. It took a year. It went from January to December. December I got the call and it came and it how it manifested, and don't ever ignore weird hunches and ability to meet new people because you never know who you're entertaining. The boss who hired me and gave me twice my salary came in looking for some help. I had no idea who he was. I did not feel like being bothered with him. But I helped him in a way, in a very excellent way, that he could not get out of three different people that he went. He took note of it, asked me for my number. I had no idea who he was. He called me back, offered me the ability to come to consider a job based on what knowledge I had at the time. to consider a job. He gave me the website. I go to the website. The website clearly is nothing that I have the expertise to do. I go to him and explain that I don't have these years of experience in this particular area that you require. He said, don't worry about that. I have it. If you could give me what you gave me the other day, then I'm sure you'll be happy with what I can offer you. It took a few weeks, of course. The Christmas Eve, when we had a challenging Christmas and could not afford to do, you know, the world's Christmas like we wanted to, he called me with a job offer. Not only did he double my salary, but he gave me a car allowance. He gave me executive benefits where I did not have these ever, I did not ever know people got this type of healthcare VIP insurance before. So it does happen. It does happen, but you won't have the confidence to believe it until you, and that's the key to setting the time. The key to setting the time and bringing it in is having the confidence that it will occur and having the persistence to not be turned away just because everybody said no. From January to December, everyone told me no. He comes in sometime in September. We meet. October, I interview. December, I have a job.
So, thank you, Tanya, so much for sharing that
very
experience
welcome.
With us. We're on our last 4 minutes before we wrap up. Ms. Sharon Jackson, do you have anything you'd like to ask Ms. Tanya Jackson before we wrap up? Ms. Sharon Jackson is one of our fellow Palm Beach Life Planners. We're getting to wrap up this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I'm glad that you asked me to have a question because I work with youth, too, also. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed is that there is a difference in how youth imagine with from Chapter 5 and how adults imagine because both of them have their own issues. But how do you work with pulling out the imagination process with a child versus the imagination process with an adult?
I think the children are easier. It may seem the other way around if you let teachers talk who are on call to teach. One of the things I do realize is that in all of this, my core strength is teaching, and so is what I believe God called me to do. And so with children, what I have found is that they don't know fear. They don't know fear. We teach them fear. So if you get them young enough, have you ever seen a baby quit walking, trying to walk? The baby never quits. They never quit. They never, if you ever get the, they don't even know how to quit, which is part of why we don't achieve success as adults like we should, because we've learned fears, we've learned giving up, we've learned fatigue. Children, if you watch them play, they never get tired of doing what they love to do. If you tap into what they love to do, you can guide them, and this is from my own children, you can guide them in a way that they're always, you know, creating and always developing and always imagining, especially if you let them experience the Holy Spirit within them to listen to themselves. It is very easy. The children are extremely imaginative. We knew this from being children, what we would imagine, all the things we said we would be, all the firefighter dreams, all those things that they say. If we listen to them, we can make them we can be the happiest parents because they can be the happiest children, and we can be the happiest youth leaders or whatever we are when we work in those arenas with children. They're very easy to guide. If you show them the principle, I have something called SMART goals that I teach them, and they have to be specific, measurable, everything. SMART is an acronym, and it has to be timely. And so when we let them know you don't have all year, you're not going to have all your life, you know, this life will end, we get them in a good position to be great, responsible adults, and I think they're easier. Adults are difficult because we're stung, we're hurt. It's so hard to get back up. So children don't have it. They're very resilient, and they can learn.
Thank you, Tanya. We're having such an interesting discussion that we have gone ahead and extended the show for a few more minutes so that we can get all our questions answered. Ms. Ann McNeil, you had a question. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to, you know, it's interesting going back and forth like this because, Tanya, when you started with the story, I have to confess, I remember the exact day. Yes, I remember the exact day. We had a meeting the Thanksgiving weekend at your home, mm-hmm. to mastermind, and you and I were the only members that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
We sat at your table and we drew the circles, the mm-hmm. income circles, and talked about how
yeah.
much money you wanted to make. And you laughed and you said, you know what, let me double my salary. All
yep.
of this took place before the interview. So I just wanted mm-hmm. to say, I could not resist saying and sharing that because when Laura asked the question, even though you started the story at the point of him coming to you, but the point before he came to you is that you imagined doubling your salary. You wrote down the circles, did not know how it would happen, and lo and behold, less than 30 days later from you drawing the circle,
mm-hmm.
writing the amount of money you wanted, he came and offered you double your salary, and I
That's
used
right.
that in my speeches. So I couldn't resist that because so often we don't want to do the work. What does the work look like? The work looks like using your doggone imagination
mm-hmm.
and imagining the sky. The sky
That's
is whatever
right.
you can imagine. Forget
That's
your
right.
ability to achieve it because God will show up in his spirit and he will bring to you everything you want. I'm getting off by.
Thank
you, Tanya. I'm sorry. One more thing I'm asking. Tanya, give me 1 second. I'm asking Stephanie and Sharon to please ask you about becoming a strategic partner with your organization of your youth and our organization with our youth program because we have a system for the youth. And we're looking to take that and place it into existing organizations like yours, which have youth. So at some point off the line, we can talk about a particular creating a strategic partnership between our two organizations. Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your comment.
I'm glad you reminded me of that exercise, and I do vividly remember that meeting. But you know what? One of the key things you said is that I did not know how. If we could get over thinking that how is our responsibility, how is God's responsibility? It is not for us, and that's what creates the anxiety because we don't know how it's going to happen. If we could remove that anxiety and place it in the hands of God and place it out there, because if we knew how, we would already be there. But we don't know how. So we have to remove it and then put our spiritual senses on, our sense of discernment, which is what our sense of smell does. It sniffs out what it is who it is we're supposed to be listening to, what hunch to move on. Our sense of sight, remove and relieve the natural sight and imagine ourselves with it. Imagine yourself spending the money. Write a few checks. Don't push, don't cash them, but write a couple of them. You know, if you desire to write a tithe check of more than you're right, write the tithe check out. Put it in an offering envelope. Just keep it to your side and say, these are the tithe checks that I want to write. Remember, we did this, Ann. We wanted to, I remember tithing Camp Kanya money that I did not have at the time. But I typed the money, and we practiced that too. I typed the money, and the money came. It is important that you fully persuade yourself that it's going to come. If you have any doubt whatsoever, which the Bible says, you're going to lend to it not happening. But you have to, I typed the salary. I would tithe that money, and the money comes. So whenever you want to be sure, you just go ahead and give it and watch God bless. He will. And it seems strange, but it's a financial principle that is also in the Bible that absolutely works. You have to forget how and convince yourself that it's going to happen, and it will happen. And no time is better than God's time. If you take your time over God's time, you could potentially have a premature baby or one that you keep too long. If you listen to his voice and realize that your imagination depends upon listening to his voice. This strange man that walked in, I had no idea who he was or if he had the, I didn't know he had the ability to help me the way that he blessed me. But he did. He really did. And
thank you, Tanya. We have so many
welcome.
People on the call with questions. So I'd like to give him a chance to ask a question or make a comment. We have Mark Gibbons on the line. Mark, you have a question or comment from Ms. Tanya Jackson. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning. Not so much a question or comment for Tanya, but just overall, speaking of imagination, we can imagine all kinds of things, and we can imagine things that may or may not be available to us or possible for us to accomplish. Like, I might imagine that I'm going to be an astronaut, but that might not necessarily happen in my lifetime, given a variety of variables. But Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Renewing your mind, that imagination thing, we must renew our mind to what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, the truth. I think people tend to wander off the reservation and start imagining all kinds of things that aren't available to them or aren't, I don't want to say realistic, but again, using my example of being an astronaut. Okay, yeah, I could become very incredibly wealthy and then spend $25-30 million and pay the Russian space agency to go up into space. No, but am I an astronaut? Well, I guess you could qualify that and say you're an astronaut. But is that realistic that you are an actual astronaut training, you know, going to Houston and so on and so forth to actually become an astronaut? Not exactly, but there might be that option. So, and what I'm seeing here is imagination is a very powerful thing, but sometimes we get so hung up on imagining things that may not necessarily be realistic or attainable that we do nothing, and we suffer from analysis of paralysis or paralysis of analysis, and we don't take action on the simple things we can do today. There's a, you know, and I'm very grateful for the success resources that were handed to me by Stephanie last weekend, because I'm seeing it's those little things that we do that bring about the bigger things that we want to accomplish. You know, so let's say I want to become an astronaut. And the first thing I got to do is I got to get in shape. Then I have to, you know, do the little things that require me to become an astronaut. I don't just go out there and say, I'm going to become an astronaut and then become an astronaut within 6 months. It's not going to happen. I've got to start taking those little steps today. Physical conditioning, mental conditioning, researching, all kinds of things going to becoming an astronaut. So having imagination is great. And again, I'm brand new to the IMA, so I haven't gone through all the chapters of the book the way that this is chapter 5 conversation. But the slight edge, which is in the Success for Teens book, which I'm just diving into right now, says let's do the little things first, because the little things, you know, do matter in us being able to achieve what our imagination might say is available for us somewhere out there. Let's not forget to do the little things every single day that matter and point us towards those larger goals. So we can imagine great things, but let's take action on the little things today that matter to bring us towards the larger goals in the future. And that's all I have
great,
for you.
Mark.
Thank you very much,
thank
guys.
Thank you so much for being with us on the call this morning. And we also want to thank you so much. Mark was one of our guests on our Youth Blog Talk Radio on the first Sunday of September. And we just want to thank him for being our guest with the kids. And they had a wonderful time interviewing Mark and learning more about his program that he works with the kids in Pahokee. And we just want to, again, thank Mark for being on our guest with the kids. And we just want to remind you also that our youth IMAers, they have their own Blog Talk Radio show each and every first Sunday of every month at Sunday at 5 p.m. So we want to ask you to join them and listen in as they talk with each of their guests each and every first Sunday of every month. And we have another caller on the line, Ms. Imelda Wallace, who has a question. Imelda, go ahead, and you're on the call. You're on Blog Talk with myself, Stephanie Ebanks, the Palm Beach Life Planners, and Ms. Tanya Jackson.
Good morning. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can. Imelda, thank you.
Okay. I don't have a question. I just have a comment. I just, first of all, I want to say good morning to everyone and to our host, Tanya Faithaholic Jackson, and Dr. Ann McNeil, our president. I'm a member of the Call to Conquer group, which Nefreda is our group leader. And I just want to say I am so glad that I called in this morning and posted on my Facebook wall to join the call, and I had every intention on joining this call this morning because I knew I was missing out on something great. And so I am so glad for Tanya, for your testimonies. I've always been inspired by you, even before we were in high school at Northwestern. And even now today, you have really encouraged me today, and I really thank God for you. And just keep up the good work. I've taken notes. I told Ann that I was ready to be on this call. I had a pad and my book in hand, ready to take notes, and it has really been encouraging for me. And just such a blessing. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Imelda. You inspire me, too.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Imelda, for calling in. We greatly appreciate your comments and suggestion. And like Mr. Mark Gibbons earlier said, little things do mean a lot. So every little step you take towards encouraging your imagination, towards promoting your desire, those are a big step on the way to achieving your dreams. Before we continue, we have a commercial from Ms. Laura Greer, telling you a little bit about the International Mastermind Association. Actually, I think we have lost Laura, so we'll go ahead and take a question.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you are. Okay, Laura, go right ahead.
Okay, yes. Good morning again, listeners. You're listening to IMA, and we're exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling into the show 661-554-9219. Again, that number is 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. The name of the book again is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. The ISBN number for ordering is 1.59330.200.2. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura, for that information. And we'll now have a question again from Mr. Rufus Curry Jr. Rufus, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you? Hey, first I'd like to I appreciate the ladies because the ladies have the ability to make me a better man. Napoleon Hill says that, you know, the most awesome mastermind combination is that husband and wife as partners. Also is reinforced by scripture that said a man who has found a wife has found a good thing. Now, I'm not saying everybody run out and get married tomorrow, but I'm just giving you my testimony. And the thing I want to say, I want to thank Mark for being on the air. It is good to have some hairy chests on the air. My man Adrian Freeman, Malachi, you know, and my son is being pulled into the loop also. But the thing that I wanted, and somebody to post that scripture, is that Romans 3:12? Because we need to know that. We need to know that. We need to hear that. We need to understand that. Because that is... When we hear it, it's like lightning. But then we go a couple days without hearing, a couple weeks, and then we forget the power of what can be done. You say, he who can be trusted with a little can be trusted with a lot. You know, you were trusted with that meeting when the man walked into your office. You didn't feel like being bothered up with him. Like my mama said, I didn't want to be fooled up with him. But you stepped up and you did what you were supposed to do, and that set a chain of events that brought you to where you wanted to be. Because, see, you don't know where your blessings are going to come from. The very people that you think are against you sometimes, I'm not saying just put your let your guard up, but sometimes I've had God take people that I know in my heart don't like me, and he's made them bless me. So the thing that I'm saying is this, as we talk about children, and someone made the comment about children learning different than adults, I teach high school. And essentially what we have to do is use this technology to get to these kids. You know, what the Children's Masterminds are doing is an awesome thing. I'm at a new high school. My six classes a day are masterminding, and they don't even know it. You know, I'm just salting the water right now. But in a minute, it's about to get the bleeding up in there, and they're going to have the mastermind spirit running through them. I'm also smart enough to take scripture and turn it into ancient text and use the same principle and speak and changing the language but getting the same message across. The thing that we have to do is we have to reach these children, because here's the thing. My theory is this. We were all scheduled probably to die at around about 95 or 100 years old. But because of the state of affairs in America and around the world, I need each of you old school masterminders to live another 25 years, because we have to prepare the next generation to receive the baton. Yes, we can look at them and say what they are and what they are not, but the reason that they are what they are truly is because they are a mirror image of progressive adult society. So we can't really be mad at them. So what we need to do is institute these programs, reach down to some young folks, pull them in, understand that everybody ain't got a mom and a dad. Everybody don't have shoes on their feet. Everybody don't eat three squares. When I said to the kids last week, look, I ate a hot meal before I came to school every day. My mother got up and cooked. I said, how many of you eat a hot meal every day? You would have been blown away out of class of 50 how many kids raised their hand. How many of you eat a hot meal that's not cooked in a microwave or comes out of a bag? And it's about four or five hands went up. So we have a power here with this mastermind. I'm working with my school. My principal doesn't know it, but I'm coming. I got a meeting that I already made up in my mind I'm going to have with her. There's a couple universities that I'm going to reach out to also, because this is necessary. It's necessary. It's necessary because the kids don't communicate like we used to communicate with each other. Let's do it. I'm challenging. I'm willing to work with anybody who's willing to work.
Great. Thank you, Rufus, for that challenge, and we'll see if anyone
can get myself
up on it.
Amen, Rufus.
Yeah, we got some work to do, but it can be done.
It can.
Yes, Rufus, we agree. There's a lot of work out there that needs doing with your children. They are the next generation. They are the future of this country. And we do need to encourage and support them and make sure that they have the necessary tools and are equipped to go forward to create a better reality for themselves. So thank you, Rufus, for your comment. We have no questions from the audience at this time or comments. Anyone have any questions or comments from Ms. Tanya Jackson? Tanya, I wanted to ask you, you are in the South Florida area. Is that where
yes.
your program, the twirlers, are?
Yes,
and
it's
where
in
specifically
Miami.
In the South Florida area are you at?
There, I now do it in schools. The schools have bought into the concept, and so I'm in actually five schools with five pending. Those schools are Charles Drew Elementary School, Liberty City Elementary School, Olinda Elementary School, Charles R. Drew Middle School, and one is escaping me. One's escaping me, but there, the Twirling Academy is Jewels Twirling Academy, and it's called Jewels in Your School. For those,
is that Jewels? Sorry, Tanya, is that Jewels as in J-U-L-E-S or J-E-W-E-L-S?
J-E-W-E-L-S, plural, Jewels.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Do you have any plans by chance to come into the Palm Beach County area?
I sure do. I have no problem with it. Like I was saying earlier, Fort Lauderdale heard about the concept, and they are fully underwriting the program at Joseph C. Carter Park on Sunrise Boulevard and I-95. We're striving for October. They have selected, I forget which day of the week, but we do have a few other weekdays available. And I don't mind. I think I told Dr. Knighton this. I don't mind getting her a baton, pulling it out and letting us get to work through this. And it's not the baton itself. It's just the interest and the draw. Once we get them interested and we draw them, then we can get some respect from them because we're willing to play with them. And once we're willing to play with them, we get the influence, and then the influence gets us the ability to then talk about things that are more serious, their parents trust us, and like Rufa said, we can get this work done. I have heard people address academics first and so forth, and I think that happens, but with a particular type of kid, you have to address them where they are. We have to go down and meet them where they are, whatever it is they're liking to do. So, yes, and I'm willing to come to Palm Beach. I wanted to also, if you don't mind, touch a little bit about what Rufus said about men. There is no better masterminder that you could have than your spouse if you are married. One of the things that happened over the course of doing this is my husband seeing the successes of me using the principles. Eventually, he got on board, and it's very, very powerful. And we've done some wonderful things, just the two of us, as the Bible says, one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. We can't even imagine the number that five can put to flight. So if you get this in your family, it is going to bless yourself. It's going to bless your generations to come. Your grandchildren will grow up with them. Their friends will have them. You'll intrigue them just by the mere fact that showing them it works, making it work for them, seeing it work in their lives, and having enough extra you to go out. And it's worth the share and sharing it with others. And your husband or your wife is the most powerful, because you're actually one person, but with in God. It tells us that in Genesis. But if you get your man involved, you will really see some. And it changed our marriage, you know. It really, really does, because we had hurdles to overcome like all marriages do. But actually, it finally came around when we began doing these things together.
Great. Thank you, Tony. Would you just go ahead and give us your contact details one more time, your website, phone number, that anyone who joined a call late would be interested in getting more information for their children to join your twirling program, that they would be able to contact you and how they can reach you?
Sure. My email address, which is the better way, is jewelson3@gmail.com. That's jewelson3@gmail.com. My cell is 786-357-4939. And our website is jewelstwirlingacademy1word.com. And the Facebook page is Jewels Twirling Academy. Also, there is a Facebook page for Camp Kanya. We don't have a Purity Series Facebook page. It's coming. It's coming. But the Purity Ball and Purity Series tab is on the website. If you want to be a part of hosting a Purity Series in your area.
Great. Thank you so much to our guest, Ms. Tanya Jackson. I'm Stephanie Ebanks, a member of the Palm Beach Life Planners. Is any member of my Palm Beach Life Planners on the line? If they'd like to have any comments in the last 5 minutes before we wrap up, please go ahead and make any comments or suggestions for Ms. Tanya or just for our listening audience in general. Doretha, Sharon, Anne, anyone on the call, Laura, go ahead. If you have any comments, we have 5 more minutes before we conclude our show this morning. Laura, you're on the air. You have a comment?
Yes, well, I just want to thank all of our callers that called in this morning, and I just really want to send it out there to anyone that's in the Palm Beach County area. and would like to join us, we've given you the information, and we would love to have you come to one of our meetings or contact us on Facebook or at the information that's already been given. And this is definitely a great process and principles for us to apply and follow in the direction that God has already given us in our lives and building line upon line and precept upon precept. Each one is reaching one. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Laura. Dorita?
Yes, just wanted to thank Tanya again for her inspiration and for all that she does for the children and in Florida and across this nation, if you reached any of those. Ladies, it's been a pleasure serving with you this morning. Thanks for the opportunity. I look forward to doing this again next Saturday. Just wanted to remind our listeners once more, please join us January the 11th and 12th as we celebrate our accomplishments for the year 2012. We will be doing this January the 11th and 12th. 2013 at the beautiful Embassy Suites. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorita. And Ms. Sharon Jackson.
Yes, I again want to thank our guests who are coming on. It was very, very, very informative. I also want to thank our gentlemen for coming on. You always have a better show, a better anything. I think that Tanya said it, that, you know, everything comes out better when you have male and female minds working things out together. I just want to say this, and I'm also thankful that Tanya knew that we had a master twirler and the Palm Beach Life Planners. Yes, Betty. Yeah, the first thing, when I talked to friends about Betty, the first thing they said is, yes, she was a twirler in high school. She was a majorette. So glad that you knew that, and hope that we are able to do something to use Betty's talents.
Oh, yes.
It was a very good show. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. And last but not least, our twirler in the group, Miss Dr. Betty Knighton of Emerge Publishing.
Hi. This has been a great show. Tanya, we are so happy you were on today. You have great information to share, and I know that the young ladies are benefiting from your instruction. It is going to be life-changing for all of them. So, again, thank you so much for coming on.
Amen. You're very welcome, Dr. Benny.
And this is Stephanie Ebanks, a member of the Palm Beach Life Planners, and most importantly, a member of the International Mastermind Association. We want to again thank our guest, Ms. Tanya Jackson, for coming on. Tanya, workaholic, faceaholic Jackson, sorry, for coming on and being our guest on the show and for sharing our experiences and information with us that can not only help us as adults, but help her children as well. I want to thank our male guests, Mr. Rufus Curry and Mr. Mark Gibbons, for coming on the call and sharing their experiences with us. We really appreciate it. And thanks to all our callers and all our listeners for joining us this Saturday morning, bright and early. It's a beautiful day here in South Florida, and we just want to wish you all a very wonderful day. And remember to join us each and every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we, the Palm Beach Life Planners, will be hosting the Blog Talk Radio for the month of September. Next Wednesday, we will have Ms. Sharon Jackson as our host, along with us, myself, Stephanie Ebanks, Dr. Betty Knighton, Laura Greer, and Dorita Dennis, and our inimitable founder, Ms. Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Mastermind. As Ann always says, you must have a dream to have a dream come true. See you next Sunday on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Great show, ladies.
Thank you.